This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The NCAA, college sports governing body, has its big annual convention starting today in D.C. At the same time, the White House has asked NCAA officials to come in and talk about a range of subjects, from sexual violence on college campuses to academic achievement by student athletes. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports now that the college football championship game has come and gone. It's time for a sharp shift to matters of policy.
Jones bobbled the snap, now fires far side, the net, touchdown Ohio State!
That's Ohio State quarterback Cardale Jones doing what he studied on the field. But a couple years ago, he caused a media storm tweeting out what he didn't want to study in class, schoolwork. Quote, why should we have to go to class if we came here to play football? Ohio State sports blogger DJ Byrne says it's a common sentiment among top college athletes that the schools should pay them.
The corporations, basically, and they're raking hundreds of millions of dollars untaxed.
The NCAA is facing pressure from a student player union and lawsuits to increase payouts in the most lucrative sports. But, says Smith College economist Andrew Zimblist, go too far down that road, the schools might just as well
create a minor league football league, treat the players as employees, and we'll give them a market wage that better reflects the value that they're producing.
Throwing out the idea of student athletes who play football and also get an education for when the football's finished. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.